The annual Itasca County Master Gardeners plant sale is tomorrow, May 16th, from 5 to 6 p.m. at the University of Minnesota North Central Research and Outreach Center in Grand Rapids. And on the phone to tell us about it are two of Itasca County's master gardeners, Kathy Davies and David Hayes. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning, Maggie. Good morning. Good morning, Kathy.
Morning, Dave.
Let's just start out. We want to talk about this plant sale you have coming up. But, Kathy, what does it mean when somebody says they're a master gardener?
Well, I tell you, being a master gardener means that we have had training through the University of Minnesota. This is something that was on my bucket list, and I am so glad that I did it because I have learned more about the science of plants and also have met great people through the program.
And, David, what do master gardeners do?
We have a large number of activities. We have a question and answer hotline that people can call and ask their questions. We have information and display booths at the Grand Rapids Farmers Market and the Itasca County Fair. And we work fairly closely with the North Central Research and Outreach Center here in Grand Rapids. There's a pollinator research program we're working with, and we're supporters and active participants in the Visitors Day they have in August. So we also have a lot of speaking engagements that members choose to take part in. So quite a bit of activity, really.
And my understanding is that master gardeners have to do a certain amount of service to the community too. Is that correct?
I think it's 50 hours of service. I neglected to mention one thing that really is a big activity for us, and maybe we're unique that way in the state of Minnesota. We have five different youth gardens that are being organized and supported by master gardeners in the area, and it's kind of grown to become a big event for us.
I'd like to talk about the sale. So, Kathy, the sale is only 1 hour long. Why is that?
Oh, well, you know what? When you talk about a swarm, that is what happens. Because people who have been to the sale know how popular it is. They know that the plants that they buy are grown for this area, and many of the plants are grown by master gardeners who have had success right here in Itasca County. So people will be lined up at the door, and basically within an hour, the vast majority of the plants will be gone. Somebody who would come, say, an hour later would be very disappointed.
And so, David, how are the plants and everything organized inside? Once you get in, describe the situation.
We have tables set up in the garage area of the North Central Research Station there, and they'll be organized according to category. We'll have perennials that have been dug up from Master Gardener's own gardens. We'll have annuals, some of which have been grown in greenhouses and hothouses that the Master Gardener's own, some indoor plants. I think there's going to be some Jersey night asparagus. And then outdoors, we'll have zones where we'll have blueberries, several varieties of blueberries, Superior, Chippewa, Northland, in gallon containers that'll be sold. And we have cherry trees, not the sweet cherries that we like so much from the Northwest, but pie cherries that grow well in northern Minnesota. They'll be in a category. And then another zone in the back area will be native trees that have been taken out of people's plots of land. Winters are hard on our trees here with the rabbits and the deer and cold weather, so we'll have folks who will be bringing in white and red pine and some other trees that will could be transplanted into their own yards. A lot of different things.
Now, Katie and I have been imagining the sale and people lining up. And how
did they come?
Yeah.
Do people bring their own, like, little cardboard flats?
There you go.
If they can. Okay. Sure.
And we'd like to have that because we will have some flats and boxes, but we may run out, and so it's useful to bring your own.
Okay. So you need, if possible, a way to cart the stuff off by yourself when you're done.
We will actually provide a bit of that service. We'll have some, if you're buying a lot, we have garden wagons that will be taking things to your car. So folks who are older or don't have ability to take the materials to their cars, we can help them out with that too.
We are talking with Itasca County Master Gardeners, David Hayes and Kathy Davies. You guys have each contributed some plants to the sale. Can you tell us what you've contributed, starting with Kathy, maybe?
Yes.
Absolutely. My specialty is more growing annual vegetables. Vegetables are my thing, and this year, the tomato plants that I started at our winter home in Georgia under grow lights and hardened into the sun down there, they are now in my greenhouse here, and they are growing so fast, I think they're going to start sneaking out the door before I get them loaded into the truck tomorrow. So it's been a great year for it. And other master gardeners will also be digging up some of their perennials, ones that they know are hardy. Now, one thing I wanted to mention is this year, since it was such a different type of winter, some of the perennials are just barely coming up. But if the master gardeners have brought them, don't despair, because one time I bought a plant that was so tiny, and yet I was told, be patient, and it is the most beautiful plant that I have ever bought.
Aha. And David, what about you?
Well, I've been raising, this is my second year growing a Burpee Atlas tomato. It's recommended as being one that can produce full-size tomatoes in a pot on your patio. So I've had a couple of people tell me that they're really nice. They hope to come back and get some. I only have about 15 or 20 plants, so they'll go fast. And then I have pines that have come off my property that I'll be making available at the sale. Those are the two things that I've contributed. And I guess I do have a few compact cucumber plants that will be available. Uh-huh. So just a variety of things.
I would like to add one other very important thing, is one of our master gardeners specializes in native plants. She will be providing many beautiful native plants, which have become so popular. Those tend to go very quickly as well.
Bonnie said she had 75, Kathy.
Oh, excellent.
So how early should people arrive if they want to, get in?
Well, that's sort of variable. I think what you can expect is that people will show up an hour before, but mostly people are, if you make it, let's say, 15 minutes before the doors open, you'll be fine. There'll be master gardeners out telling what's available, where it's located, talking garden talk with our guests. I don't think there'll be any problem if you're there before the 5 o'clock hour. Would you agree, Kathy?
Absolutely. And when the door opens, when people come inside, it's very easy to see where they should go, because there'll be an area for annuals and for vegetables and heirloom vegetables and trees, and they're all very easily marked. So if you know what you're looking for, you may want to take time to make a list of what's your most important priority and head for that area first.
Now, Kathy, I'm just interested for both of you, actually, but you said that being a master gardener was on your bucket list. What got you into thinking that gardening was so important in your life that you wanted to take it to this extent?
Well, I have been gardening as a summer resident in Grand Rapids for about 60 years. And when I heard about the Master Gardener program, I thought, this is so wonderful, because I'm kind of a science person, and I thought, I want to do better. I want to have better vegetables and more productive gardens and try to minimize chemicals that I use. And when I heard about the program, I took the course one winter, and I did my training and did my volunteer work, and it has become just wonderful. And I am growing better vegetables and more abundant vegetables, and I'm actually learning about flowers, which had never been a priority for me.
What about you, David?
Well, I actually started gardening as a young child with my dad. He grew up on a farm in Iowa, and I became interested in that process. I'm more of a garden vegetable guy myself. But I have a challenging environment because it's a semi-shaded area. I did want to mention one more thing before we close, Maggie, and that is Bonnie and Blake Stotts from Byers Greenhouse are going to be donating flats of flowering annuals, probably pansies or violas. So there'll be some color there in addition to the challenge of plants just emerging from the ground.
I've seen a few violas around my place, and it's always so heartwarming to see them. They just are there as soon as the snow melts.
Yeah, right.
Gives us hope.
Yes. 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 So, Kathy, if somebody's interested in becoming a master gardener, what should they do?
Well, if they're at the plant sale, they should stop by and talk to one of the master gardeners. Otherwise, the University of Minnesota website can lead them to the master gardener. And I want to mention, too, you know, obviously David and I enjoy visiting with people, but not everybody has to be teaching in front of groups, as, say, David and I would do. There's a lot of other things to be done, maybe one-on-one helping, whether it's adults or helping in one of these youth gardens, or maybe answering phone calls of questions or doing research. There's so many things for master gardeners to do. We have very many different personality types.
And David, just recap for us about the event, time, place.
Okay, the Master Gardener plant sale starts tomorrow at 5 o'clock. It's at the North Central Research and Outreach Center. That's on right off of Highway 169 east of Grand Rapids, 1861. And there will be signage to help you get to your parking areas. And we hope to see you tomorrow. It looks like a nice day of weather again. Maybe not as nice as today, but this is spring in the North Country.
Yes, and it lasts about a week, as you told me earlier, Kathy. That is David Hayes and Kathy Davies. They're Itasca County Master Gardeners. And you guys, thank you so much for talking with us this morning.
Well, thanks for allowing us to share some information.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You are listening to the Wednesday Morning Show, connecting you to plants that will actually grow in northern Minnesota.